You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. Dale, we heard from Ben Roethlisberger today, and we know that he has this pectoral injury. He give you any insight? Did he give anyone any insight on how that happened or, you know, what he's feeling like?
He said he didn't know exactly when it happened, other than the fact that it happened early in the game. You know, he was hit 10 times in the game, sacked two other times. But he said, you know, it really only hurts when he, you know, extends away from his body, or when he's pushing himself off of something or something like that. So my expectation is that he'll play on Sunday. You know, by the time the game rolls around, if he has to take a little numbing shot in that side or whatever
right.
It is, it's not his throwing side. There'll be some pain tolerance things there. He's proven over the years that he's a tough guy. But the one thing that he did say, and he mentioned this over and over again today, is that he needs to play better. I did a breakdown on DK Pittsburgh Sports of all of Roethlisberger's throws this year and where they've been to. And if you look at it, you break it down, it's largely the same chart that it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's connecting on some of his throws down the left sideline, missing down the right sideline, and ignoring the deep middle as they did last year. So, you know, that has to change. They got to attack more blades of grass, as Mike Tomlin likes to say. They got to attack the middle of the field. Now, I thought they did take some steps towards doing that on Sunday against the Raiders, incorporating Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth into the passing game a little bit more. Those guys give you people that can work the middle. Obviously, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster can do that as well. It can't just be shots down the sidelines to Chase Claypool or Deontay Johnson. Your offense can't be that.
Do you think we're going to see more of the tight ends? You talked about attacking the middle of the field, and I think I agree with you 100%. That's something that they have to do. They've got to find a way to get guys off of the line of scrimmage to open up room for Najee Harris. So does that mean we're going to see more of Pat Freiermuth and more of Eric Ebron? Because Eric Ebron's a name we really haven't heard a lot so far in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, just 4 targets for him thus far this season. He's a weapon. I know people love to hate him, but he's a weapon.
I don't know why people love to hate him. I mean, I get that he's not a blocker, and this is, you know, that rough, tough town where, you know, your tight end has to be that Heath Miller type. But
think of him in the same vein that the Raiders use Darren Waller.
Yeah,
Waller doesn't block anybody.
No, but he does what he goes out and catches passes, and he does it well. I think you even referred to him last week as basically just a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And Eric Ebron's that type of guy. You're right. I don't get the hate for Eric Ebron.
Yeah, I think it's carried over from what he was in Detroit. Everybody in Detroit hated him because the Lions overdrafted him. They made him the 8th pick in the draft. That's too high. I think it was the 8th, somewhere in that range.
It was high, yeah.
He was a first-round draft pick. Everybody expected him to come out and be the
next big
Gronk.
Guy. Yeah.
And he's not that. But that doesn't mean he's not a weapon. Freiermuth's the same thing here. They can use these guys as a weapon. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Deontay Johnson this week. Because if Deontay Johnson's not available, now maybe you can incorporate more of those two tight end sets. by out of need.
Right. Really, more it's than necessity. Anything else. Yeah,
necessity
absolutely.
Necessity kind of changes things a little bit. We're still trying to. I think the Steelers are really still trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out what the Matt Canada offense will look mm-hmm. like. The Steelers are trying to figure that out as well. And so, you know, there's growing pains here. The problem is that because the defense is now banged up, the Steelers don't have time for the offense to be going through growing pains. They need the offense to step up in a big way this week.
Absolutely. And the best way, I still say this, the best way for the offense to get going is to see Najee Harris get more touches. I know he's getting a lot of snaps. He did get less this week. He went from every snap down to, 54 or 56 or 53
Benny 56? Benny Snell played three snaps, yeah, which so, Benny Snell should not see the football field.
That's a whole other conversation for a whole
other
day.
If you're going to put somebody else in there, use Kalen Ballage. At least he has some speed to challenge a defense. That's another story.
Yeah, but I think, you know, if we see Najee Harris touch the ball more, get some more runs in there, try to really – I generally don't like the idea of forcing the run game even when it's not working, but I think in this situation, this is a special situation where you really have to establish the run game because Ben's a little dinged up, the offensive line is better at run blocking, and they need to do something. They've got to keep on the
field.
Here's
what I'd like to see more of. I'd like to see Harris used more in the passing game because I think that also occupies the linebackers and keeps them from attacking the line of scrimmage. So I'd like to see him use more like I don't care whether you split him out, whether you run him out of the backfield on wheel routes, things mm-hmm. of that nature. He showed you last week what he can do in the passing game by a 25-yard touchdown catch. You know, if you get the ball in his hands and he makes somebody miss, he's a problem in running
Absolutely.
To the secondary.
Yep. Well, that about wraps it up. Again, Sunday against the Bengals, we got a lot to talk about this week. But for Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, I'm Eddie Provident. Thanks for watching Steelers Today.